Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out,
Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you are listening to us, if you hear these voices coming through your headphones, your Sonos, your Google Talk, Preach, whatever, Amazon
what
Echo.
That? You said Preach?
What's a Google Preach?
What's that?
That's a, that, do it yell at you?
Oh, it's Holy Ghost.
Speaking in tongues, when it like, when the alarm go off, it's speaking in somebody, speaking in tongues. Crazy.
Oh, alarm clock speaking in tongues.
Handa shadow boss.
If that woke me up, that's a nightmare. I don't know what's going on.
I think voodoo wasn't raised with a mother who's in church. That's regular for all the three of us. That's regular.
He demonic.
See what I'm saying?
His demons start shaking. He like,
I don't want to hear that. We're gonna wake up. It's grim.
All three of us, I'm pretty sure, have woken up to a smell. You're like, mentholatum smell. You open your eyes, your mother got your whole face covered.
What's wrong with mentholatum? That's crazy. Mentholatum is
I grew
legit.
Up with black. You know I'm black.
That's crazy. Okay. I didn't realize it. You don't hear texture.
Wait, what is mentholatum?
Mentholatum is like bits. It's like bits.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So like, you know, like the oil, the whole oil that they use, it smells just like that. So you wake up.
Yeah,
it's
very strong.
You wake up and you're getting prayed for.
Yeah,
Lord bless him, man. If you go to school, and school is fine.
Demons wasn't after me; they was waking him up to bless him. You know what I'm saying? They was trying to save him. That was good.
Our parents were protecting us.
Okay. That's what it was.
And the demons that okay, I
hear it. Lots of demons in school. Lots of demons.
There was a school. I was the demon in school. So that's probably what my mom was praying that these people didn't bother me.
It was an exorcism.
I'm sorry, y'all. You know we're so unprofessional.
We went on a tangent.
It's a tangent, but this is. Is the Guys Next Door podcast?
It is.
No, it's not. This is the Guys Next Door show.
I mean, it's a podcast, but it is a show.
It is a show. Mouse Jones is here. Fly Rye is here. Hello. Mac Wilds is somewhere. I'm gonna just tell y'all the truth. He's Batman. Mm-hmm. That when y'all be wondering where he at, the nigga's Batman.
For sure. He's definitely Bruce. No, that's
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Well, we wasn't supposed to say that part.
I mean, you already said the secret identity.
Oh, but you're not a nerd, right?
That was a different episode.
But you're not a nerd, right?
Clean slate. I can be whoever I want to be on this one. This is a new episode.
He got on the Beyonce shirt. He is free.
First of all.
And it's from the Renaissance Tour.
What's wrong with Beyonce?
Did you have to wait for the re-up for that one?
I got it on the re-up.
Rob, I'm
late. I'm late.
Okay,
to
late
the
to the party. Okay. Well, we welcome you. We welcome everybody.
You aren't considered Beehive.
Why am I not Beehive?
For all that, I wasn't.
If you're a Beehive, this is I. You're Beehive.
This is crazy. Why am I not Beehive?
I'm going to tell you why you're not Beehive as soon as I do this introduction. Okay. But let's not lose it. You're not Beehive.
We're not going to lose it because I want to know why you're trying to challenge my Beehiveness.
I'm about to tell you.
All right.
Your behivity is under review. But I'm going to tell you why. It's under the court.
All right. I'm here for this court session.
That's crazy.
You're going to start your Monday with the Guys Next Door podcast. We are joined by one, Rob Hayes, friend of the show. At this point, he is friend of the show.
He's there.
He's a returning guest member.
He's there.
Come on. Make sure you go check out his Patreon episode as well. Mm. Go to YouTube, type in Rob Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch the special. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the special is out.
Boom.
Frontin'.
Yeah. Now, did you come out to Jay-Z and Pharrell
front? I was just about to say, like, Pharrell.
I could not afford that.
Okay.
Right, shout out to my cousin, Adonis, the specialist, laced me with some beats. So, yeah.
Nice.
Gotcha.
We love that. We love
Rob
a family
Hayes
member.
Is back. He came back to the crib.
Appreciate you.
First time visit, but absolute friend of mine, heart of mine, my trap karaoke co-host when she's not busy traveling the world doing Baddies Fest and
I'll be everywhere.
Everywhere, man. But you see her every third. Yeah, I switch up the days.
Where
what
are
day
we
does
at?
The show come
what
on?
You the show come on every day.
No, it does. No, the Wildin' Out. What day?
Oh, Wildin' Out. You know what? Actually, we're not on right now. But I mean, you know.
They got their own channel.
They really do.
You
that
like, TV,
like they
if you got a Samsung,
you can
watch Wildin' Out whenever you want.
We are constantly streaming. But the new season, season 22, is not out. Chivo.
22.
Ain't that crazy?
You've been there for four seasons.
Yeah, four
seasons. Just like that.
Yeah, been there for 4 seasons.
But yes, Courtney B is here. My heart, my love. And she is technically my love sister, because me and her mama got a thing going.
Wait a minute. That is crazy.
Your mama love?
She would be your daughter. My mama. Your sister.
Wait a minute. Well, wait a minute, Rob. All right. We're calling him daddy. Okay. That's crazy.
And I never wanted to put in that predicament.
Okay.
Because I like peace.
My mama got a little crush on him. She really do. It's kind of weird. Because my mama's 76. And
that ain't no thing.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why you going to put her business out like that.
She met my old, and I mean, like.
76 ain't number 67 up.
It's crazy. She really got a crush on him. She be like, I just love him. Like, be nice to him. Look, you got to start dressing fly because Mouse always be fly.
But look,
you got to get fly.
What Cody said?
If you're going to be hanging with Mouse, you got to get fly. I said, this nigga be in fucking tank tops and jeans. Like, what you talking about?
I went, because
this nigga had on a white beater and fucking.
What?
Fucking sweatpants.
her mom came to a show.
This nigga look like he watching TV. Karaoke,
I don't.
She was so. She was so impressed with him.
I don't wear jeans to trap karaoke.
Comfortability.
You got to jump around for 4 hours.
Yeah,
bro.
This ain't comfy.
This ain't comedy.
Agility. It matters.
Yeah, I need to move around.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to go on that stage, we do comedy. When I'm hosting the song, I can just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get busy. And that's where Courtney Mama fell in love.
Mama, she fell in love with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a good fit.
I love. She got friends?
She do.
Mm.
Okay. And they loud and
I was going to say something like real like morbid.
You was going to say, well, friend's dead.
So they on their way. They died.
You better grab them now. God picking up.
So, like, mama, what's the
top friend?
How much time I got?
Nigga, you on a tie.
So I tell you, if you don't grab them, God is.
So I need a little time to get up in that wheel. Get up in that little wheel. 6 months, the better.
Trying to get a pension.
Only one 6 months of
pension. No, pension, nigga.
Like, only one season. If she could go farther than the season, I'm good. I need 4 months.
Cool. Ridiculous.
It's enough time.
Courtney,
to get
welcome to Thank Guys you. Next Door. Welcome. You finally came next door.
I know. I'm so excited.
And Rob, welcome back.
Wow, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. And Ryan.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
I know what you're going to say, but I'm here. Appreciate you.
Ryan, be here.
For opening the door.
What door?
Not to
the next door.
God,
it's the guy next door. So you opened it.
But we live here.
But I was just saying, thank you for opening.
Because he ain't had his key. You opened it.
See what I'm saying?
Everybody's so smart. Ryan, what pissed you off this week?
You.
besides that,
When's
this episode come out? It depends. If it was this week, Bills got me tight. Shit just smacked me over my fucking face.
Damn, did they?
They hit me up.
LA Bills, huh?
Oh,
LA Bills worse than New York. You lived in both. New York Bills, LA Bills.
You got a New York apartment and an LA apartment?
I still get
he got money.
Damn, nigga, what you do?
Strip.
He lying.
Nigga said, look, Cordy said, Cordy said, he's
my wife. You say that, I said white. He's strapped.
I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I actually work at a marketing company right now.
I believe that. Yeah. That's what's up. Okay.
Just building. Working on an album.
An album? You rap?
No.
You sing?
No.
Why everybody ask if you rap first when you sing?
Because niggas be rapping.
You can't work. You,
there's so many parts of it.
What's your production?
And I'll be like.
Oh, A&R. Well, I worked in A&R, but now I'm stepping my foot back in. So I'm putting this album together that's pretty dope.
Okay. Dope. That's what's up. Yeah.
I'll do stand up. People will see me do stand up. I'll be like, yeah, I got an album coming out. They're like, dang, you rap? Like, no. Like,
Williams.
Why would I?
It's Al Williams.
You really can do everything if you want to. You can rap.
But that's the first thing. Like, I can't just.
I didn't say you could do it well, but you could do it. Damn.
But just putting the genre on somebody without any information, that's the thing.
Just so we clear.
Just so we clear, I'm here.
Cordy, what pitched you up this week?
Everything. I was so upset this week. I went to go get a therapist. That's how upset I was this week. Everything made me mad.
Did you go with my?
Yeah. Like,
not
everything.
My therapist.
Everything made me so
I was about
mad.
To say.
No, I'm no weaker.
Everything made me so mad. Like, I denied dick this week. That's how, like, upset I was. I was like, you know what? No, I'm good, love. Yeah, hit a nigga with I'm good, love.
Damn.
That's
that
crazy.
Hurt. You can't.
I ain't never been that shit.
And I was around the first of the month. You
ain't
can't.
That crazy? I don't know what I'm good, love.
Bill, I ain't never
Bills
been
that and no pussy.
That is
kind of
crazy. I couldn't even believe I was doing it. I was
so
like,
pussy come knocking at this door.
I was like, I'm good, love. Like, bitch, you
question mark.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, you wild.
You said enjoy.
Like, bitch, you need dick. What are you doing?
I'm good, I think.
Yeah. Mm. But it was just okay. A culmination of shit that you see.
Now, the moment where you said
it was really LA. I'm acclimating to LA. This is my first time, like, really sitting in LA because I traveled so much last year. So this is my first time really sitting in LA. I literally used to come to LA to just sleep, and that was good for me. But now I'm sitting in LA, and literally the days are long, and I just there's LA. Just everybody drives slow. There's nothing but.
Same
Mexican food, sunlight,
like
and fucking Targets. Like, there's nothing to do in LA.
Mexican food,
I think
sunlight, and Targets.
I think there's more to do than that out here, but...
You be doing it? What you be doing?
You know...
Ryan is the guy to talk to.
Really, Ryan? Where you be at? Where the people at?
If you utilize this meeting,
where you be
Ryan, having Ryan in your life,
crib, that's,
it could be different.
He lie like a rug. This nigga talking about... He talking about
you
the strip club
Detroit
to the crib.
Before.
Lie like a rug.
Why? Because he lie like a rug.
You a liar. The truth ain't in you.
He's lying.
Lie like a rug. Look at him.
He's lying. This nigga got pants on. That's a rug.
That's how you,
like a rug.
That's how you know I'm near ready. I'm already fitting the description.
He got pants on like a rug.
Trying to blend in with the couch. Nah, there's things to do, but it's not. I mean. We won't talk about what area you living on air, but
we'll talk. I mean, I'm in Burbank.
Oh, so you're right here. There's some. I got you a little list.
I need a list.
Because
I just be like watching the paint on my wall.
Now, you know, I knew something was up because when she put it on Instagram, she said, "Hey, she put it on Instagram."
And like, I ain't even been posted on Instagram like that. I've been real chill. Like I'm telling you,
for a minute, but I said. It's Courtney. She'll be all right.
But I'm just...
I was like, let me just put her in touch with this therapist, because...
Yeah, I'm going to therapy.
If she was not black or not a woman, I would have been like... Like, if it was you that posted it, I would have been like, oh...
I got to heal my traumas, because I never believed in therapy. Like, I really never believed in therapy.
You got a therapist you holding out on?
Yeah.
Nah, it's Alicia.
Yeah, I can't... The thing about him, he'll have people come on
and
podcast...
You know them?
And we'll have conversations, and then they'll be like, yeah, come to me for therapy. And I'm like, nah, man.
We've had three therapists.
We were just talking reckless.
We had three therapists on our show. And out of the three, none of them was talking crazy.
But y'all know too much. This is my private
tell
time.
Tell nobody
my therapist.
Your shit.
I don't need my therapist to know you.
What do you think, the therapist like, going to talk about?
About to him? He has a way of... Talking, they're gonna give him information.
You know that's illegal, right?
I know it is, but what does that mean?
It's against the law.
It's against the law.
What does illegal mean?
Jail time.
Keep going. Does that stop a lot of people from doing a lot of things?
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm worried about.
Job on the line, though. You can lose your job.
Listen, I need to let them know that they don't need to know him. and I'm fine.
Yo, I love I find the therapist to come on the show.
That, you were the solution for me.
And that you see what
that is crazy how you coming
out. Because
there's another hat to it. A nigga giving me a therapist who doesn't go to therapy, who needs therapy.
You don't go to therapy?
You know that.
No.
We had this conversation on the room.
Therapy
before.
Is not for him.
Why do people think therapy is for everybody?
Rob, do you go to therapy?
I don't go to therapy.
See, only okay. people that say
I don't really
that.
Talk don't about it
therapy.
Like
well,
that.
Well, listen, I'm telling y'all, I don't believe in therapy, but I feel like in this space that I'm in, I have got to talk to somebody other than my friends.
In order for therapy to work, you got to be willing to do the work, right?
True.
So if I'm not at the point where I feel like doing the work, why am I going to go somewhere, they give me some work to do, and then I come back and be like, yeah, I ain't do that, but I just want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get if therapy works for people and it's necessary and you know, maybe the human brain needs it, maybe not. But I don't get why everybody who gets fixed be like trying to push it on everybody else.
And the crazy thing is, I don't go to therapy, but I'm open to it. So that's all
I've
never seen.
I'm
just saying be open to it.
I'm not close to it.
He's close to it.
I'm just, but I'm also not looking for it. I'm also not like, you know.
But have you, like, who do you talk to?
What do you mean? I talk to myself.
Look at this. Crazy. Yeah, you did your therapy.
Yeah, he's done
this nigga just be twisting in the shower.
No. No, it's not.
That nigga shit. I be getting stuff together.
Like Franklin on that fucking episode. One, two, huh?
No.
Yo, Rob just be in the back.
One, two, huh?
Punchline, tap.
It's me. It's me. I know me. So it's already like, it's shorthand. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes in the shower. Yeah.
Look, I ain't talking to myself in the shower. That's gay.
How's that gay?
You mad naked, bro.
You naked when you fucking a
but
woman.
I don't talk to myself. I talk to her.
Okay.
You would talk to yourself in the shower with your dick out?
That's crazy that you think that's gay.
That's crazy that, like, it's
New York
always
niggas
sexual.
Have a real
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, right.
Like,
you in the shower.
Sexuality.
You just rubbing yourself up, talking.
You cleaning your body, you cleaning your mind. I'm talking to myself in the shower. That's me cleaning my brain.
Oh, okay. I like that.
See?
Only time I talk in the shower is, like, if I wash my balls, I'm like, pause.
Why are you washing your balls? You say
that's
pause.
That's crazy. They shouldn't
I'm
be
like
that.
Funny.
Don't pause. Like
don't
finish.
Pause. Let it play.
I'm gonna pause the fact that you said don't pause.
What you mean?
Let it fast forward.
Right. Why you washing your balls and then worried about like
I got what, balls in my hand, bro.
So you who are you worried about?
When we wash your ass, you don't say pause?
No.
You be back there going to work and not saying pause.
That's no.
Crazy. What kind of work you doing back there?
I'm not thinking about
you.
Anything.
You got just a couple.
Clean. I'm fully thinking clean. I'm not. No offense, but I'm not thinking about what's gay and what's not gay when I'm doing stuff back there.
Neither. I'm just
thinking about clean.
I'm clean.
That's all I'm thinking about. Clean.
They can say a pause.
They just be in the back.
In New York.
So
oh, you're not
suds in. Clean. That's all I'm thinking.
So
clean.
Ass open. Pause.
Clean. That's all I'm
you
thinking
ever, like,
about.
You be what? You caress your face a little too crazy. Pause.
Yo. Yo. Your whole life is on pause.
Yeah.
You gotta hit play,
right.
My nigga.
Right.
You gotta get this movie rolling. It's a slow ass movie you got going
nope.
on. You pause on
this ain't
all
no
time.
Damn movie.
You don't jerk off?
No.
You don't jerk off? At all?
Because it's gay.
No, that's
true. Yo, if you would have said, yeah, you know,
like,
oh,
it's like, dude,
that you rubbing yourself up?
That's crazy.
And what do you do with the rest of it?
My masculine ass hand? Look at that. That's
like, gay. Damn, nigga, that hand is mad soft. Shut up. Now I feel like Rob. I'm just talking to myself the whole time. Now I definitely can't jerk off.
That's crazy. You don't jerk off.
Oh, look who calls.
Wow.
Hi.
Crazy.
What up?
See, I don't know if I'm even holding. I'm sorry. I don't,
can you see Courtney?
I'm not doing this right.
Hi. Good, how are you?
Okay, just say hi to everybody.
Yeah, just come say don't
to,
do the action.
Say
shit.
Hi
say
to
hi
the
hi
network
and bye.
And bye.
Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch.
To get up real fast. So boy is outside and he's waiting for somebody to come get.
All right. Got you.
Also, you still there? You got them stupid ass braids in your head. Cut the camera off.
I didn't even notice he had braids from right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stupid ass braids. You
All right, don't. Not a good face.
Now but you gotta go. Hang up the phone, yo. Thanks, Mac, for segueing us out of that gay conversation.
Yeah, that was crazy. You the one that paused it up, but okay.
Wow. I don't play the pause game. I don't play the pause game.
Rob, don't pause.
I'm grown.
Don't
you know
listen
what I'm
to
saying?
No woman that tells you not to play, because they're gonna be the first. Rob, they're gonna be the first person to call. They're gonna be the first person to call you gay for doing something that's not gay.
I don't be calling niggas gay no more. I just be like, oh, you little.
That's still calling them gay.
It's just a little. All I say is a little. I don't even finish my sentence. Just a little.
A good timing on a pause is funny, but it don't gotta be a whole lot.
You're wrong. No, you don't have to pause. What you thinking about?
I think the way you say pause is an alternative lifestyle. That's what I think. I think that P or something should be, you are in the community with how much you say pause.
In what community?
The LGBTP.
I thought I was in the community.
Because that's an alternative. That's got to be an alternative lifestyle. You can't wash your balls without saying pause.
I thought I was.
That's got to be it.
I definitely thought I was in the community for a minute until I found out what A stood for.
Asexual?
Yeah, I thought A stood for attention. Like gay attention.
Oh.
Because I like gay attention.
Really?
Gay attention's fire.
Really?
I don't care what you bitches think.
Who tried that? Who tried to get with you?
All the gay niggas.
Really? What they be saying?
They be like,
all right, not you.
Not you. If you hear a woman or a gay, they be like, not you. That's a good sign. That's a good. They like, what's, not you. What's
trying to.
But if
what's,
they,
the, what's the definition like? Not you.
Because it's about
equals
to,
what?
It's a preference. It's a prefix. They about to set you up with something like
something
not
good.
You looking good. Oh,
okay,
not
okay,
you.
Okay.
But if you hit a yeah, you run. I tell white women, white men, niggas, if you hear a black woman or a gay man say, get your ass out of there. It's giving.
It's giving. Sassy.
Nothing good's coming from that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, and I'll fight over gay attention too. Like me and my friend was walking, and a gay nigga like was like, not you, look at you. I was like, oh, he's talking to me. He's not talking. I know he's talking to me.
We both looked up.
Like we both look, I said, bro, he looking at me. He talking to me, but that was for me.
No, not that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, y'all two look.
Yeah,
y'all had a moment. And y'all didn't
not that moment.
Just nah.
See what I'm saying? I hear you though.
it's balance. I can rub my face and I can't say pause, and then you want the attention. You know what I'm saying?
That's
balance.
True.
It's not that I want the attention.
It's balance.
It's not that I want the attention. It's just
you like it.
You like it.
Because gay people have the best taste. Pause. That's crazy.
No, I actually agree with
gay
you.
Gay men have better.
Tier. It's top tier.
What's the other word for taste? I'm not gonna say
top
that.
Tier. Like, preferences. Like they.
Yeah, have, they have the top tier preferences.
They have great.
I promise.
Taste.
I don't care what it could. You could find me the most beautiful woman. I don't care what she think about me.
That's insane.
I don't believe in positive stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? I think it's some gay dudes out here that can't dress.
Have you ever seen
that?
Even a gay nigga that can't dress, know they can't dress. They be like, bitch, I don't got it. But it's the fact that they have the self-awareness to know that they ain't got it.
We gotta change the subject, don't we?
We need a segue.
Let me tell y'all what pissed me off this week.
Okay, I'm
getting texts from my apartment complex, and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing?" Blah blah blah, and then they were like, "Well, there's a balance on your account." We're going to post an eviction notice tomorrow.
Yo, California's wild with that eviction shit.
And I'm like, eviction? I pay my rent on time every month.
But you got like $20.
I go looking on the thing. They had been charging me every week. Some kind of glitch in the system. They had been charging my rent weekly. And so now
you make
it
so much
looks
money.
Like I was like,
that?
No. This is why I'm not on autopay. Because they have been charging me. I haven't been paying it.
It was auto pay.
But also, I don't look at it in the middle of the week. I only look at it when it's time to pay. So then I call them up. They're like, oh, we're so sorry. Yeah, it's a glitch in the system, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, see, that's why I don't trust auto pay. Even though now I got it.
I was like,
now I pay myself.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be tripped up. Still, I can't trust him.
Yeah, I don't trust
him. It'll never be a glitch that just be like, oh, yeah, you, right. It'll never be a free rent glitch.
I've never looked at my account and my rent money's still been there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's fact.
It's gone.
They take it as soon as y'all, they suck that shit out. Just like that.
Pause.
That turned him on.
Who, Orlando or Ryan?
Ryan.
Oh, it got both of them.
Ryan over there in them sponge pants. They got to be careful. Yeah.
nothing gives on these joints. It's just all, it's all me. It's all me over here. Ain't nothing over here.
Courtney, huh? With your therapy, now that you're, now you're a quitter, like when you sign up for therapy, all you're doing is admitting defeat.
That's hilarious.
Like all you're saying is your life
that is
me the fuck
horrible,
up.
Mouth.
I'm a fighter. Life ain't gonna get me.
Who you fighting?
Life. Same people that Courtney just quit to. Courtney, that's how I imagine going to a therapist.
I'm telling you, literally, I was like, yo, I gotta figure some shit out.
You know why? You know, it's funny we're even laughing about this shit because it's like going into the end of the year, everybody posted the same fucking post. 2023, whip my ass, kick my ass. I was like, y'all bitches made it look good.
No, I had an amazing year. I had an amazing year.
And so that's what I'm saying. I felt crazy for saying what I said. And everybody like kind of came at me. I was like,
what did you say in your post?
I just said, unlike y'all, 2023 is good to me.
Yeah, 2023 was amazing for me.
I actually would love for 2024 to act just like.
Well, that's why I feel a little guilty about the fact that I feel the way that I feel. I'm like, shit, I have a great life.
My 2023 was shitty.
Really? Mr. A serial entrepreneur?
That might have been
I told you I had to go back to.
Damn.
Club.
Damn, I'm sorry, babe. It's unfortunate.
Gotta
do but 2024 going to be better.
It's going to be good.
We optimistic about that. We optimistic about it.
We said that in 2023.
Nah, my year gonna be fire. My year's already fire. Right. It's lit.
I keep telling y'all.
It's lit. Right. He got a new project coming out. He popping.
I'm good.
I'm telling y'all, just stop making these declarations.
I said much.
So wait, you don't declare
so I can't
nothing
say
when
nothing?
The new year coming in. You just say it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
I don't even say that.
So you don't do like vision boards? You don't try to like, I did a whole
you
vision
know how
board.
Many vision boards?
I got a lot.
You know how many vision boards I seen? And I'll be like,
with no vision?
There was not. Bitch, I'm tearing it like to shreds right now. This vision board is all wrong.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been waiting for my husband for 7 years now.
Even on the board. Even on the board for 7.
For 7 years. The ring didn't work for 7 years. I still ain't got that nigga yet, yo.
Look, 10. After 10, start a new board. Might be the board.
Might be the board, right?
Might be the
board. Y'all vision board.
Yeah, the right magazines.
Switch the magazines up. You got it. Ain't got that no more.
I put a white man on my board now.
They got shit out of Source Magazine in 2010.
It's wild.
2020 fucked up.
So, yeah, bro, we not doing that no more.
It was one vision board party I had in 2020. Fucked up.
Seriously.
Stop. I keep telling you, stop. Vision just take it day by day.
Vision boards got to start being stuff you can afford.
That's
so
hilarious.
It's like, if I'm going to put all the shit, it's all in Target. I know I can get all of that. I can achieve that this year.
So that's
crazy. So
put it on the vision
board. Put it on the vision board.
No, you're supposed to see your bit. Like, what you want?
No, somebody vision board. Products on there.
Mash is like, word.
Yourself.
Look, at least you know you happy. You accomplished something. Like, yo, I got that.
I'm like, you going to buy you that
you
shit.
You talking
right
about
now.
7 years of no husband.
A lady I'm in waiting.
I'm talking about detergent, water. Oh, shit. So I'm like, I got you, boy. Good looking. I'm having vision.
Nigga, that's a fucking Christmas list.
Oh, yeah.
I accomplished some things on my vision board. Like, it took me
board.
It took me a couple years. It didn't take me 1 year, but, you know, every now and then.
What you did your add to board, your vision board?
What did your vision board say? Was it vision board for a specific year or just vision board overall?
It was for a specific year, but it had different sections, you know, like.
Yeah,
because
you compartmentalize.
You know, career and then personal.
Sound like you guys
and
are making excuses for failure.
No,
we're setting ourselves up for greatness.
If you say this is my vision for 2023,
mm-hmm.
or if this is my vision for 2021,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't achieve the thing in 2021, but you achieved in 2023.
Then it expands to 2023.
You still failed.
No.
You failed 2021.
No, the vision just expanded. No,
I mean, you failed if you didn't start.
The universe just took some time.
You failed if you didn't start.
Well, that's
but
right.
as long as you're making progress.
To fail, you had to start.
That's right, Rob.
Everything, some things take longer than a year.
That's right, Rob.
So you should have put it on a vision board for the life, not vision board for 2023.
But you put it on the vision board for 2023 or 2024.
A life board. Because,
yeah, because this is what I want to work on. This is what I want to aspire to.
I like that.
Life board a life also board. Feels like a participation trophy.
Because, you know, you like can,
at any
you
point
can
you can get this
off. Everything on the board in your life, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you say, I want to travel to Italy, I want to travel to Paris.
This bitch that died has never been to Italy.
Every year I put on, I'm gonna go to Africa. I'm not gonna, now I never make it to the motherland,
stop.
But like, I can't stop putting it on there. I can't be like, oh, that's not going no more. I'm colonized now. I'm not going to Africa.
I put it on Twitter. I had to put it on Twitter. I said, hold me accountable, y'all.
Everybody
2024
is
Accra. I'm going.
You said I'm watching Accra.
Accra. Because they had a celebration.
This nigga Rob said Accra.
Like, yo, he can do that.
Accra.
I think Mouse can get an Accra.
Accra a bus this year. I'm going to Ghana this year.
No, for real, because they had a celebration. Yep. It's going to be turned up. I'm trying to go, too. I'm trying to celebrate.
First, all right, let's go. Can we go to Africa and more to celebrate?
First of all, I want y'all to know.
No, I want y'all to know.
This is coming from a nigga who's been to Africa many times. So don't let him talk to us like this.
Okay.
I ain't never been to Ghana. I never been to that.
Where you been?
I've been to South Africa, and I've been to, like, Egypt. But that's like
he went to, like, the America.
Yo, I want to go so bad, and I want to go eat the food. I want to go into the safari.
I don't think that's in Ghana.
South Africa. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have safaris all around Africa. I don't know. But I know the major ones that a lot of people go to are in South Africa.
Like
Kruger National Park and stuff like that.
See, I'm so scared. I'm scared of the
flight. A bunch of old bitches in there just picked.
Cougars.
Cougars.
Just a bunch of old bitches.
Oh, you're a tourist, my boy.
I don't think that got over the water yet.
She had a connection in Atlanta.
Yeah, OD. Our connected flight definitely was in Atlanta. Delta.
You're a terrorist, my boy.
My boy.
They gonna look at you like,
fuck with me. Fuck with me, twin. I do want to ask this question. Now you can pause.
I seen that.
Now you want to. Courtney, we're a successful podcast. So
y'all ready?
You're going to have to get off that phone.
My apologies. I didn't know that y'all had
You're going to have to treat it like you treat a baddie, light skin versus dark skin.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
The same respect you gave,
Mouse,
Daddy.
I cannot. You shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to come on his podcast and disrespect him because he's starting shit.
I didn't do nothing, man. I'm just here. I'm not here. Courtney,
we can't act like we family, so we can't act like we didn't see that.
I don't even know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there was an NDA sign?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Me and Nick have a great show. Make sure that y'all watch it.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Baddies verse, Bad Verse Wild, on Zeus. That's called Bad Verse Wild on Zeus.
So the bad dog skin and the
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what we're talking about as far as skin color. We love all people, all color creeds and everything, religions, everything. Body sizes. We love it all. Everybody, everything.
Any show I've worked on, I've never named it. I've never named any of the shows that I worked on.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? It.
Like,
okay.
I'm not responsible for the name of the show.
For anything.
I done worked on plenty of shows, and I never named none of them.
I don't
look at the Writers United. Wish I could have did that over the
Thank
summer.
Rob. I just
y'all could have united over the summer.
Y'all think Denzel walked in like, no, we can call this suicide, man. No, he just did what he was supposed to do. You know,
this what it is. Cool. How much?
Yeah.
Right. How much?
The check's clear.
Oh, okay.
You feeling that? You feeling that? The check's clean.
I'm trying to jam people up.
I just found out it
be saying in the contract you can't disparage a show that you worked on. I was like, dang, I've been talking crazy out here.
Dog.
I gotta stop.
Yeah, there's about to be no black in Hollywood. If that was the truth, there'd
be
no black.
They be talking cash shit, bro.
Black people talk about our jobs no matter what they are.
That's right. Fact.
And we invite you to the. You don't even ask for the information.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, homemonger. You're on the train. You tap somebody. You ever just want to? I'm like, yo, bro, what? I don't need to know none of this about you.
All right, this is a good question. I would like to think so. I came up with it. So we know as comics, there's hacky jokes. There's like stock jokes where you're just like, you hear and you're like, oh, that's hacky. Like me and Courtney, that's how we warm up for Trap Karaoke.
That should be funny. It'd be so stupid.
We just
so bad.
We just play the Seinfeld music and just tell the hackiest jokes you could think of.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Can you hold your question?
Yes, I can.
Let me tell y'all what happened. Okay.
At light skin versus dark skin?
I watch Seinfeld every day, right? I love Seinfeld. It's like my favorite show. Funniest shit, downstairs, I'm parking, and the episode where George Costanza is trying to park, like he's trying to parallel park, and then the guy comes in head first, and he coming in, that happened to me downstairs.
Somebody came
in
head first?
I'm literally trying to back into the park, and then this guy comes in.
So that, if you was a man, I would say pause to the whole conversation. You backed in, he came in head first.
Golly.
Wow.
Think of how much you could accomplish if you just
stop pausing.
Pause your whole life.
Like, for real.
That's about 500,000 hours like, you could spend. If you would have put all that together.
But it was still, like, so cool because there was an episode of Seinfeld, like, in real life. So it was, like, art imitate.
So that's how you knew this was meant to be today.
Truly.
So you thought Seinfeld, they made up parking?
No.
Do you see what I'm saying? Rob, this is why Rob.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
The way she told it, I didn't think of that. I was like, so you think he admitted
it? Just never happened to me like that. I was like, oh shit, this happened.
So
we fought. I just stepped back in my ass up. I was like, yo, bro, you not getting this part. I was George Costanza. Like, you not getting this part.
You don't.
I had somebody hop out the whip on me one time. It was at Lenox Mall, and I got right up out of that space.
You should have.
But wait, what were you doing, though? Were you backing into a parking spot?
They was waiting. Somebody went out, and I got in there, like, quick. Like, I was in the Nike store in my head. Like, I was gone.
I'm already pulling my sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you
like, stole hey. The spot.
Like, okay, you know what? Hey, I'm
going to
get right out. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, if you get out your car, you real passionate. We was ready to pop off, though. Because he was parking wrong.
How many was in the car?
It was three.
Y'all in the car?
Was ready.
They would have won.
Yeah,
Car would have won.
Well, yeah, my car would have won. Easy. We was ready.
If you see who in that car, that car would have won.
Yeah, but it just.
I trust you.
They want to fuck
you. If you parallel park, you back in. Like, who parks that way?
They wanted the spot.
They just want to let you know, hey,
it's my block.
Not today.
So, anyway,
go back to your
question. So, what I was going to ask is, do you guys think in, like, just regular life conversations, are there, like, hacks? Like, are there just hacky shit that people just use to start conversation or just hacky shit that people just have a conversation? And then by the time you look, like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
What are some?
What sucks is you can't call people out on it.
At least at comedy.
They don't have, like, comedy, they got rules. They're like, hey, man, that's hack. And they're like, all right, I'll stop doing it, man. But it's funny to me, you know? But, like, in real life, you just got to take it.
Like, what's one? Pause. That was crazy. You just got to take it. That's crazy.
Golly.
It's pause.
What a world.
It's pause.
What
a world.
I don't know. I don't know if I was hacky because.
Yeah, because.
It hasn't always been around.
I'm sitting here like, yeah, who be doing hacky hacks?
Who be doing hacky hacks? Like, I ask that question because I'm like, I'm always like, the people that come back, obviously I haven't ever had a real job, but people that come back from vacation and they're like, oh, the sun.
Yeah.
Nigga, small talk.
Guess what? Guess what is hacky? You know, it's like, yeah.
Because now you're stuck.
When's the last time you really guessed?
Because, like, I didn't even ask. Talking about,
I was minding my business, actually.
I didn't actually know.
Especially on a phone call. Guess what on a phone call is probably the hackiest.
I always guess what.
Because I was minding my business.
I do.
You didn't exist to me.
I'm always
before
excited.
You called me.
I'm always right. Like, guess what? And I'm like,
or they give you the whole statement. Guess how much I pay for these? No.
Wow. Now that comes with that's hacky, but it comes with age. And I know that because I'm getting to that age.
But I didn't ask.
Well,
if somebody compliments something I got on, I tell them how much it was.
Damn, for real?
Mm-hmm. Why would you think they want to know that?
That could be rude, though, if they ain't got it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody don't got it accurate.
Look, everybody don't got
it. Callback. No, because in my mind, I always say it like it was a deal. So somebody like, oh, I like those jeans. Oh, man, I got these for retail, man.
Retail ain't a deal. That's the suggested retail price.
But if you say it that way, it's like they're asking you about your stuff. So I get what you're saying. But when somebody just comes out of nowhere, guess how much I pay for it? Yo, bro.
Yeah, like ain't nobody.
But they didn't ask. All they did was compliment it. Or they like, oh, I like
but
that.
Still, they paid attention to it. I'm not paying attention to what you asked.
Like, guess how much this was?
Yo, you like? Guess how much?
You gotta say it. You gotta say a really cheap price. How much? How much you thought this was?
15.
You got a 10.
$15.
Like a 15.
15 piece.
Like a 15. I don't ask people nothing.
Women
about,
have, if I'm being honest, and we don't do this on the show.
What?
But we're about to do it right now.
Let's do it.
Women probably are the hackiest of conversation.
No, and that's probably true.
And expect so much out of a man.
And you know what? I don't understand y'all niggas not being able to entertain our conversations when we do that shit.
Have you ever heard yours? Have you ever had a
I do it all the time. I do hacky. I know I do hacky conversations.
Y'all don't have conversations with each other. Y'all talk at each other.
That's probably true.
Women are literally, you're saying something, and then your friend is like, mm-hmm. And then she's talking about, y'all having two different conversations. Y'all just don't pay attention because you're not listening to each other. Mm-hmm. We have to actually listen to you.
Have you ever listened to a story repeat several times to the point where you're like finishing the story?
My parents.
Like, I feel like that's what I've been dealing with.
Why
sometimes.
You don't want to? Why? Well, but that's okay. Why you can't hear my story a couple again? Times?
Because I just heard it. I just heard it.
Well, maybe I say it differently the next time.
Right. Right. See, but it's like, I would much rather have the final draft. Like they'll tell the story and then the second time will have like more details, and then the third time it'll be like, I think I have all of it. I think I have all of it.
No, but what I'm saying, all I'm saying is like, you can be patient enough to, because you know what happens? Sometimes you forget that you told, like I told, like I forget that I tell a dude,
isn't
like, I told you this story.
Isn't
I forget.
That insane that you forget how much you talk?
I just forget sometimes that I tell the story. So I'll be like, oh, did I tell you, you know?
And you will be mad if he says yes.
Yeah, because I'll be like, well, I didn't tell you,
you know,
like
we should
like
start
this.
Doing as men?
What?
All right, let's do it. Ask me.
Did I tell you
wrong,
about...
Wrong, nigga. You don't like it, all right? That doesn't feel good.
You know what? That was my other nigga. Let me...
That
was my other nigga.
Rob has a special coming out, so he's not gonna laugh at no DV jokes.
I'm not going to laugh at DV regardless. You know what I'm saying?
That's
funny. I'm not.
You're right, Rob. We shouldn't be making these types of jokes. This is horrible. This is like cancelable. Damn.
I'm here.
But light skin versus dark skin
my towel.
Is
Again, I don't know what you're referring to, but let me tell y'all, make sure y'all tune in to Bad vs. Wild on Zeus. It's an amazing show. What can I say?
Hey, they got some chicken over at Zeus.
Like, huh?
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 What'd you say?
You said say what?
The money over there.
Oh, baby. Yeah,
some they got like some.
Look. I'm doing well.
Yo, I want to ask y'all, what was it like the moment before your big break? Like before, or your biggest, everybody, all of us.
I have.
You ain't had this big break yet.
Or your biggest break thus far, right? Okay. Like, what was it like right before then?
It was bad. Not bad, but I mean, I was teaching, so that's my story. I was literally a teacher in March of last year, and I was a substitute teacher. I like substituting because I literally, you know, comedy in New York, you be outside till like 4 a.m. or whatever. And some nights, you know, I'm hanging out till 4 a.m, you be like, I ain't going to work, you know, with these badass kids. So I was able to call out. And the school loved me because they knew that I was on Wildin' Out. And they like was like, yo, we know she's a comic. We know she's working at other things. So I was a teacher. And then I ended up getting into it with my roommate really, really bad. Like I was on the way. Like I was seeing red. But the thing about it, the thing that kept me like, chill was because I was like, Courtney, like before you had nothing to lose. Now you have shit to lose. Like you're on TV. You cannot like beat this girl ass and catch a case, you know, because she done pissed you off about your Tupperware. You know what I'm saying?
Let's stop right there. You want to fight over Tupperware?
Listen, the bitch put my Tupperware in the trash. And
oh, you didn't say that.
That is disrespectful. I'm talking
any
about
any of my stuff in the trash.
Like, and it was intentional.
It wasn't like the takeout.
Let me tell you why it was intentional. Because
now, what if I had the
saw
orange
it
around
in
it?
It don't matter. I saw it in the trash. I took it out the trash. She put it back in. And then I came home and the trash was taken out with my Tupperware. So that was
it was the principle.
It wasn't even about the Tupperware. It was the principle of it. So we got into a like heated argument. She ended up serving me papers, basically saying I needed to be out of the apartment.
It was her apartment?
It was her apartment.
I got you.
Now, I'm a bitch. I go to court. I put on my little 2-inch heel and I will go to court, bitch. You ain't about to play with me, okay? I'm about to be up in that motherfucker stepping and they gonna be white, okay? Don't play with me, ho. With a briefcase, all right? So I said, all right, bitch, I listen.
Bringing a briefcase to small claims court is the craziest.
Yes, I'm bringing a briefcase, okay?
Yo, that's the ball. Everybody go to small claims court thinking it's theme music, and that's the fucking problem.
On this episode.
With my briefcase, I was going to make the noise.
You think Harvey is going to be out there interviewing you?
Yes.
What you think about, how'd you like the verdict?
You think I'm playing? Like,
and then you
I was
go on the small claims court and realize you can't even take your phone in.
I was sure enough going to small claims court with this hoe. And so we ended up getting into it. And literally, I swear to God, like the next night I was doing a comedy show and I was talking about it. I was like, yo, I think the situation fell through because I moved out here to work with Amazon to do a morning show with Nick Cannon.
So it's meant to be type situation.
Yeah.
Had to leave
he literally texts me, like literally texts me that night. He said, yo, everything is finalized. Can you be out here in like 10 days? And I mean, I packed my shit up in 6 boxes and I was out. It was insane. Like just how like God really orchestrated everything. You know what I'm saying? And it was just on time. So
what are you looking at, Ryan?
Don't want my phone call. She got hers.
It's coming, Ryan. Ryan, it's coming. You know what? Because I manifested it. You be talking about manifestation, but I'm being dead ass. In 2018, I found a notebook where I had written down what I wanted for the following year. And it said, Wildin' Out. It said, you know, it said all of those things. When I got Wildin' Out, which was 2022, I had told my manager, I said, yo, I want Wildin' Out. That was like January 2nd. We had a meeting. And I told her that. And then literally, it wasn't even her. I literally, another person came up to me and was just like, yo, I got this opportunity. I think you'll be great for it. And I auditioned for it and got it. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, you really can't have. I'm a firm believer of that shit. Listen, for real.
I did the same thing. I wrote down all my goals and then somebody stole the book bag that was in. So now they got my goals and my dreams.
Yeah, it's like Drake. Yeah. Like Drake, if you find that blueberry with the scrolls, hey, you probably need
a
movie
in there. It's some old stand-up on a flip cam.
And
yeah.
Now your dreams are their dreams. You think they living out your dreams?
I don't know.
Yo. What if there's two Rob Hayes?
No, that's some real. Happening? Let me tell you this story, dog. It's this dude that made it on the Wildin' Out, right? The story is Nix tells them to find this dude named Clank, right? They find a dude named Clank, but it's not the dude that Nick wanted.
Clayton?
I don't know which Clank it is, but he comes in to audition for Wild Out. Not that great, but we love him. Nick is the type of person to give opportunities. Nick gives this guy an opportunity. He ends up on TV. He ends up getting episodes. He ends up with all the things that this other Clank was technically supposed to have. That's how God worked. He was supposed to be there.
Now the other Clank got to change his name also, for the fake Clank?
But also, look at the inverse of that. You ever heard of the Mafia Cop?
No.
So the Mafia Cops are these two cops that were on retainer for the Gambino crime. No, the Genovese crime family, mm-hmm. right? So these cops, they retire all of this. They're basically doing hits for the mob. So they go do this one hit on a guy named Nicky Guido. I'm not bullshitting. The guy's name is Nicky Guido. They go hit the wrong Nicky Guido.
Damn.
They killed the wrong Nicky Guido. So it's like.
That is crazy.
Here goes and they would have got away with it. Ask me how they got caught.
How? That's a hack.
Ask me how they got. It's a callback.
You saw if you could look at my face when you said it. I was like this.
Ryan wasn't going for it, but here go Courtney.
Wow.
I'm like no.
But the way they found out is because Esposito, he wrote a book
and put all the
and
shit
when in. He wrote a book, it puts all the pictures in there. And his book was basically like his uncle and cousin was in the mob, but he wasn't. So the whole book was about being like a family to the mafia, but really being a good cop. And then he puts pictures in the book.
Mm-hmm.
When they kidnapped one of the victims, the mother was at the house and seen them. Mm-hmm. And so she went to the cops and was like, these two guys were the guys that kidnapped my son. And then that's how it came out. So there's two sides. Like there's a Clank side to Destiny. And then there's the Nicky Guido side to Destiny.
That's crazy, honey.
Oh, come on, Rob. What was yours? What was it like before your big break?
I feel like you wrote for
the Grammys or some shit? Or was it the Oscars? Like, you've written for major shows.
Neither one of those.
You wrote for the Emmys.
I wrote for the ESPYs.
Okay, ESPYs. Yeah,
it's an E.
Yeah, NFL.
It's an E and a Y. There's two letters in the middle of the E and a Y.
You wrote for
there's an apostrophe S.
You've written on major shows.
LeBron. Right. No, I've written on a ton of stuff. Yeah, but I feel like tomorrow it could be like, all right, where did he come from overnight? You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's still possible.
It's a little different, right? Like, okay, if tomorrow is the biggest break ever, you still have had this track record of success.
Right, mm-hmm. The real break was Comic View, not Next Friday.
What would your big break be?
I would probably say the Tonight Show.
For Jay Leno.
I'm not that old. With Jimmy Fallon. Go back?
You think somebody...
you know what's funny? When I think of the Tonight Show, I really do think of Jay Leno. So the new
guys... That's all we thought of.
The new guys don't even register for me.
It's been 11 years. Fallon have been on a minute.
Okay, so you would want to be on Fallon.
The day before Fallon called, my father passed.
Mm.
And so he was sick, and I was going back and forth between Atlanta and New York and, you know, taking him to the hospital, checking on him and stuff. And so me and my sister, we were like, we're going to have to take care of him and we're going to have to take turns. So I'm in New York, and they're like, there's no more time. Like, today is going to be the last day. And I literally, like, fly down. I get to the house and spend the last moments with my dad.
Wow.
And then the next day I got the call that I got the Tonight Show.
Wow.
And so then I took my sister and my mom in the room, and I was just like, hey, I got this call, you know, saying I got the Tonight Show. Do y'all think I should do it? And they were like, yeah, you know, go for it. And I remember thinking, like, if I didn't do it, so much from my life would have pulled me so far away from comedy that it might not even have made sense to do it. And, you know, that was a huge opportunity, and that opened up a lot of doors and you know, got me finally in the writing rooms and all kind of stuff from that. But literally the worst day of my life was like the day before I found out. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like it's always like that. Yo. Like you're at the moment where, Ryan, I'll ask you, like, so far, like I said, so far, and we've done, if you sit here and say we ain't did nothing, we've had some moments as a as a podcast. So that's what I'm saying. Like, your biggest break thus far, what was it like right before then?
My biggest break thus far, I beat a case that I was fighting for 2 years. I got a crib and I got a job offer at a label in all in 3 days.
Damn.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, it was like 5 days. Case got dropped Friday. Monday, I got that crib in Brooklyn. They told me I got accepted to that. And Wednesday, Def Jam offered me a job in LA. And that's how that shit happened. That shit was just I mean, I've always been back and forth.
I went
to high school for 2 years. I played ball out here. But to get me back, that's what got me back. I was back in New York after college. But that's the way it happened. Fighting for my life, being locked up, all types of shit. Dropped, crib, couldn't even stay in the crib. That's why, but I still got, like, couldn't even stay in the crib for a couple weeks. Moved in the crib, playing. That was like that moment. Like, it was like horrible. And then as soon as like the clouds opened up just a little bit, sunshine. I was like, oh, it's lit.
Yeah.
So those days are going to, you know, it's going to come back like that. But I think that was.
You got a case?
You know what I'm saying?
I was, little case on him. Oh,
Detroit jump out of it.
She's like,
BMF? What you saying?
You know what she was about to say?
Not your BMF. Lawsuit of my bank.
Man, listen, these are some of my favorite episodes when we have real friends on here and we could just chop it up and have real good time. It wasn't really. No, we ain't had no groundbreaking. No, it was so deep this episode. So if y'all was looking for that this episode, it was 2-3 comics on the episode.
It meant something to me.
Courtney, I love you.
I love you.
Tell the people where they can follow you, how they can support what you got going on.
Yes, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at The Real Courtney B. Okay,
now, when you came up with this name, was there other Courtney B's?
But I mean, whatever. I'm not worried about nobody
else. She the queen.
Technically, you are worried about other people. If Courtney B is in your...
Because I grew up with a Courtney B. Honestly, you know what happened? What'd you say?
I said, I grew up with a Courtney B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of
in fourth grade, it was a Courtney
B. Well, my Instagram name was always My Life is a Joke. That was literally that's
you should have kept that.
That's my production
that's
company.
That's when I found you.
Well, yeah, that's my production company. My Life is a Joke. But what happened was Nick was like, people can't find you on social media because it's not cohesive. Like, he was
uniform.
Like, if somebody looks up your name, you they're not gonna find you. Come, yeah, because it's gonna say My Life is a Joke. So that's what happened. I moved here and I was like, oh damn, okay, I gotta be The Real Courtney B.
The rebrand.
I had to rebrand.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people put The Real such and such and work at Target.
Well, you know I don't work at no damn Target.
Well, that's what
it
I'm
don't
saying.
Get realer than working at Target.
But I love
Walmart.
The real.
Walmart.
Or like Lamborghini.
Yeah. You can't be the real nothing.
Lamborghini.
At, no.
Lamborghini Rob.
You're just another one.
Yeah.
Your name should be just another Marvin.
Well, yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram.
Tell them what to watch. Anything?
You know what? Like I said, make sure y'all pay attention because Baddies vs. Bad vs. Wild is going to be on Zeus. So y'all make sure y'all tune into that. I am co-hosting and it is going to be funny as shit. So make sure that y'all tune into that. Also, season 22 of Wild and Out will be coming up. So make sure y'all just pay attention to my page. I'm out here in LA. I'll be doing shows at some point in life.
And, you gotta, yo, Rob, please,
at some point
keep
in
the heat on her out here.
And
I be telling, she don't do nothing out here.
And all also, Trap Karaoke is coming up.
Can I sing your praises for a minute? Mm. I know, as comics, we don't like that, but let me sing your praises for a minute.
That's crazy.
When Courtney came to Trap, the way me and Courtney got linked up, I was already a fan. I already supported Courtney. Reggie, friend of the show, Reggie's like, yo, Mouse, my homegirl Courtney wants to come to Trap Karaoke in L.A. for her birthday. Can you make it happen? I said, Courtney B. That's how I love her. Yo, put me in contact with her right now. I'll take care of her. I hit her up. Or she hit me, whatever. And I was like, yo, y'all good. Like, have a minute you need. She's doing the whole modest, humble thing. Like, don't want to buy a beer bother. Do I got to fly to? I said, yo, you're good. Like, whoever you want to bring, you good. And then she said, I want to do a song. I said, what song you want to do? So she tells me what song she want to do. I said, yo, you good. As soon as you show up, just come to the front. I got you. Cena, bring up. Her and her homegirls do fully choreographed.
Was I there?
Well, yes, you was there. It was your mom's birthday. It was just that mom's birthday.
It was.
And then they did Joyful Joyful.
Joyful Joyful
from
Sister
Act 2. Full choreo. And
feel look. Yeah.
And this is how much people was.
By the way.
People said, oh, that's how you treat your friend because she got the whole song. I don't give nobody a whole song.
He did.
I said, keep going. I said, Courtney's gonna go to, you either gonna go to the end of the song so you can't breathe no more. Go. It's yours.
Yeah.
So after the show, I tell my producer, I said, yo, I think I want her to come on the road with us. He was like, y'all ever work out some? Nah, I could just tell, like, she's come on the road with us. Long story short, we make it happen. First couple shows is rough. It's rough. Because Courtney comes from.
Look at me, I had a good time.
Listen,
I was having a blast.
He said it was.
Courtney comes from you. But this is
Bobby, I didn't mean to look at you that quick. I didn't know.
But she's supposed to. It's supposed to be like that. Because she ain't never hosted.
Well, I had no structure.
Before.
I was just out there like,
yeah. And so, and as y'all know, Trap Karaoke, I got to science.
Yeah.
But I can't teach you if I don't see what you bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to just stay out the way. And I was like, okay, this is enough. It's 4 or 5 shows I've seen it. I just said, yo, Court, just do it. Just look at it this way, bro. Just look at it this way. And, you know, the little tidbit I gave her, I'm not going to share here, but I was just like, look at it this way. If you look at it this way, we'll smoke this shit. Like, we'll smoke it. And Courtney came out every show after that. Boom, 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 boom. And it was just like, one, I already loved her, but it was... Part of what I said, Courtney, if you tell me how to, I did a joke in Detroit and Courtney was like, I like it. I think it's funny. You probably shouldn't do it in this room like this no more. And you know what I did? Anytime I did a crowd, now when I do a crowd and it's that type of people, I don't do the joke. Why? Because somebody who do comedy and been doing comedy longer than me just gave me some game. I listened. I said, you know what? And so I said the same thing. I said, so look, I do this, been doing this. Just don't do it this way. Just do it this way. Just look at it like that. When I tell you the difference of a show we have, not just her, that's what people don't understand. It's only 2 people on that stage. I don't have nobody else to have my back. So when Courtney there, she got my back. We got each other's back. And the only way this show works for these thousands of people that's there that night is if we all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to catch it like that, and it came in, there was no... She could have easily been like, no, I do, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
She just did a small tweak. I don't be on nobody like that. A small tweak. Greatest show. Easily the last half of this year has been my favorite part of doing the show.
Oh, thanks, Miles.
So, Courtney, I love you. I'm so glad you've been there. And 2024 is going to be even more fun.
We up. It's lit.
Rob.
Hey.
What you got going on?
Come on, my special front end.
This is the hack.
On.
This is the interview hack.
It's me.
Yo, it's your boy.
Special.
Come on.
Look at the hand.
Yo, y'all already know.
My special front end. Go watch it right now. It was on my vision board 2 years straight, but you know what I'm saying? We got it.
Finally got it.
We finally
the
got it.
Came to life.
It's finally happening. Yeah. It's super personal, but you know, it's you know, it's its own body of work and should be watched all together. So go check it out.
We'll be watching. I'm going to try and do something. We'll try and fix me or Ryan or me. I'll try and do something with the Patreon
Remember the song where we all watched together?
Oh, that'd be fire. You
count on the neighborhood supporting. Rye, you got something coming up? Got something going on?
I'm working on some projects. That's about it.
Yeah, I like that talk.
Yeah.
I like that energy.
Oh, you, my fault, Mouse.
Guys Next Door. That's all I care about right now. Guys Next Door, each and every Monday. If you wake up on a Monday, you can guarantee Guys Next Door might have an episode. Might have it.
Possibly.
Oh, your podcast.
Yeah, the Inconsistent Podcast. Yeah, it comes out when it's ready. super
legendary
inconsistent
episode with me and you.
Yeah, we had a great episode. Yeah, Memphis Bleak commented. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Jay might know about it.
Memphis Bleak commented.
Mm-hmm.
This Memphis Bleak.
That's what's up. I love him. I saw him in Brooklyn. We was
don't do that. Don't do that to me.
That's not him. Like,
they don't gotta do that.
This not him.
You don't gotta do
what
that.
You like, mean?
This not him right here.
Yo, was that your cheese, honey? He's. That's my nigga.
Yo, gotta, cool. That's the other thing about Courtney with trap character. Courtney know every three words.
I do.
Courtney will start a song. You'll be like, oh, she know all these words, and then won't know the rest of the verse.
Yeah. That's okay. They catch me sometimes.
Shout out Memphis.
Great person, but don't violate
that
him.
That album
was a hit. Do this.
But just don't. You don't have to do that. That's you not him.
I got the durag. It's not like I got the durag hanging.
See what I'm saying? That I know this. I know you go further. See, this is what I'm saying. It goes. He's going to keep going. You have to stop him before
he. Memphis Bleak. He real. He still look good.
His tilt was always right. It was never like he had a bad tilt.
That was him.
Never fell off.
Was Memphis Bleak New York T.I.?
Oh.
Because he had this. Memphis Bleak had this.
Oh.
T.I. had this.
Did y'all respect T.I. before around here?
Didn't even know.
Okay.
Around here is mad.
I'm saying like,
that's him falling off. But around here, it's a damn.
You're not falling. It's urban legend.
No, you're right here.
Bro. Urban legend.
Around here was.
Bleak was on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's out. That's 5-3-4.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's 5-3-4.
The fact that I pulled that they had a song together, I thought should have got more. But you know what I'm saying?
No, it's everyone here knew that.
The fact that they. Listen, we gonna holler at y'all.
This goes what to Rob was saying earlier. We should stop listening to women.
That's not true.
Guys Next Door each and every Monday. We'll see y'all. Appreciate y'all.
It's the guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.